Welcome to the Analytics Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara, doing a rundown of the tight end position here. Look at the free agents and the last of our free agent contract situation rundown here. So Chris Herndon, popular dynasty breakout guy from years past, you know, that low pedigree, early career breakout projection of the dynasty market tends to be a hole in the market. He's just another example of that. So he'll be a free agent. We'll see what that turns out. New coaching staff and that sort of thing. You know, I would say I'm largely pessimistic about his prognosis or his future career arc. But that's one, I think, you know, if you're looking for a narrative, there's one for you. Baltimore, Mark Andrews is a free agent. He should see a big contract extension would sort of be my thought. I'm on the give it a watch, look-see prior to training camp, prior to the start of the season. I think that's absolutely, he has earned it. And, you know, on a route basis, he's up there as good as anyone. He just doesn't run a lot of them. So I think if they went to a more pass-friendly approach, he could be the biggest beneficiary. He could still be their number one guy. And it would be really nice if Bateman and, you know, that signaled the selection of Bateman signaled a more pass happy approach, because if that's true, Andrews could really, really benefit from that. So he's definitely one to watch. David Njoku, free agent in 2022, got a $6 million cap hit in 2021. Watch for a cut or potential trade. Eric Ebron, also a free agent in 2022. I think his career has been probably better than, you know, better than you would have maybe guessed if you were thinking, in the Detroit time, right? He's going to kind of flame out of the NFL. It's been decent, like almost a poor man's Jared Cook at this point. So I'll watch for him, potentially get another job. Like, that's kind of the career arc we see with these round one guys. You know, if they've got pedigree, you've done some things, you kind of bounce around because there's not a ton of dynamic threats to tight end position running around. Pat Freiermuth, big beneficiary in 2022. So we'll watch for that. Mike Gesicki is firmly on the contract extension watch. Two back-to-back top 12 seasonal finishes after a slow start to his career. You know, I thought he was like a flat-out bust to start his career. And he has really come back. And in probably the last, I don't know, we'll say like 24 to, you know, 28 games, something like that, he's really, really taken a step forward, a big leap in his career. So for sure, we definitely like that. So we'll see. I think Hunter Long, the selection of Hunter Long is actually a little bit confounding. You know, just take best player available. I absolutely understand the approach, and I applaud it. I'm just not sure what it means for Gesicki. And they're going to be in a situation where you have some cap space, right? You've got the ability to put skill players around your quarterback on a rookie deal. Is Gesicki one of those guys that they do that with? And we've actually seen that they'd be willing to pay up at tight end. Like, they gave multiple year commitment to Adam Shaheen, for example. So I think that Gesicki's going to be one. You know, are they going to give him $10, $12 million? Like, that's probably a different conversation what they gave Shaheen. So he's definitely one I'm going to watch, because I think his is a big one. You know, maybe they tag him, something like that. Like, that could be a different avenue. And that sort of stretches along the Hunter Long development. You could sort of give some flexibility there. I don't think this is going to happen, but I think it's just from a pie in the sky perspective, it's important to note that $3.3 million in cap savings by cutting Kelsey in 2022. He's got no guaranteed money left on his deal. So look for a restructure. You know, look for that with him would sort of be my thought. Jared Cook on a one-year deal, and not in the sense that he wants to, you know, they want to cut him, more in the sense that he's going to want to be paid more guaranteed money and all that stuff. So, and he's earned it, right? Chargers have Jared Cook, 1 year, $4.5 million deal. Again, that sort of advanced age Eric Ebron type thing. Jordan Akins has actually been decently productive. I think he's one of the guys that you target in a tight end premium, something like that, two tight end guy. down the line a little bit, he's a pretty good target guy. In start one stock format, probably going to get tough to get super relevant out of him. But I think he's actually been – he's sneakily maybe the second best pass catcher in that offense, depending on, you know, the health of Randall Cobb at any given moment. I think that's notable in that offense. Indianapolis can save nearly $5.5 million in cutting Jack Doyle next year. Doyle's contract essentially assured he's on the roster in 2021 just by the structure of it. I believe most it's guaranteed at this point. Mo Alie-Cox is a free agent with Kylan Granson, a deeper monitor name to look for if that position clears out in 2022. Tennessee with Anthony Firkser, free agent 2022, big payday potential year for him. So we'll watch for there. Not a ton there on the back end of that roster that you think in, you know, developmental. There isn't a next year's Anthony Firkser at this point that's readily apparent. Dalton Schultz is a 2022 free agent. Had a big breakout season in 2020. And now Blake Jarwin's coming back. And Schultz has basically been cast aside. So I think that's a notable one. We'll see what the health is with Jarwin. I think if you were to tell me basically like, hey, what's the... Oh, give me a guy that could really be an uptick guy. It's basically, hey, Schultz is the guy and Jarwin isn't back fully healthy. And... like all of a sudden, you know, in a month, Schultz goes up, you know, 15 spots in DLF's ADP, right? That's absolutely something I could see have happening. So he's one that I think he's shown that he can sort of hang and he's going to hit free agency. Notably, Blake Jarwin's got a cuttable, very cuttable contract in 2022. So that'll line up with the point that Dalton Schultz is entering free agency for what that's worth. The New York Giants also have a free agent, Evan Ingram. I've always thought maybe there's a potential that he gets traded. So we'll watch for that basically almost in a Leonard Fournette type right before the season transaction. Obviously, Leonard Fournette was cut, but something just doesn't seem right with Evan Ingram there. Again, I'm not privy to any like private information or anything like that, but it's just a hunch that I have. Dallas Goedert's a 2022 free agent. Zach Ertz, potential cut this offseason. And, you know, that depth chart could look very, very different after this season. So, you know, we'll see there with Goddard. I suspect Goddard's back, that they make a long-term play for him. And honestly, in that offense, like, he's the most known, he's the most productive at this point guy. And there's high hopes for Devonta Smith and for, you know, I have hopes for Rager as well. But Goddard could be one of those guys that actually leads his team in targets. Wouldn't be shocking. Logan Thomas is a free agent. We'll see, like, after this long career arc that he ends up basically, you know, kind of in a really good situation in a career year. Be interesting to see there. Maybe he goes, you know, gets a couple years and a bunch of guaranteed money. And that, you know, 2 years, $20 million, something like that, would be like a windfall for him based on where he started his career. Robert Tonyan, you know, I bet he wishes he had a free agency coming right now after what he did last year. Jimmy Graham's 2022 free agent. Could save basically $7 million and $6.9 million in salary. Essentially $7 million in cash, $7 million in cap if they cut him this year. So we'll see what they do with that. Tyler Conklin is a free agent in 2022. He's auditioning for the Rudolph role. So... be on the lookout, look-see there for that. I don't think it's super high level, but it's just a name to monitor. If you want to make a bet against Irv Smith, right, Conklin's not a bad way to do it. Hayden Hurst, a 2022 free agent, so a declined first-year option there for him. Rob Gronkowski and O.J. Howard, both free agents, playing one-year deals basically. Gronkowski on this, at this point in his career. O.J. Howard, we'll see. Maybe there's a second act someplace else. Cameron Brate could benefit, but he's due $6.8 million, and there could be $5.3 million in cap savings in 2022. You have to imagine that gets reset in a post-Brady world, like if Brady were to retire or something like that, and they might ultimately need some cap savings. So I'm not sure that Brate's one of those guys that actually is going to benefit from any of that. It could be a totally different tight end situation next year, or Brate back on a cheap deal if they let Howard walk and Gronkowski is retires. The Rams could save $5.6 million next year in cutting Higbee. I think it's more likely that, you know, he signs either an extension or some sort of restructured deal, something like that. No guarantees left, so you'd be on the lookout for that. Bryson Hopkins is a developmental watch there. I heard McVay talking about Higbee recently pretty positively, so just keep that in mind. I think that there could be a big role for him this year. And last but not least, Seattle Seahawks, Gerald Everett and Will Disley, both on one-year deals, 2022 free agents. Colby Parkinson, guy that I'm monitoring deeper out. So just keep an eye, just a look-see there. All right, well, that'll do it for this episode. A rundown of the tight end position, maybe some stuff we can expect in free agency and contracts, some news and notes to watch. Until next time, continue embracing the variance, and we will talk again very soon.